Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, kicks off now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is indeed our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative, peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Wow, we got a lot to cover, ladies and gentlemen. We got Brian Rust, RustCoinAgift.com, coming up. We got his buddy Kelly coming up with us as well. Incredible commentary, as you can always expect. Every Thursday, the Honest Money Report takes to the airwaves, no doubt. Second hour, we got Larry Pratt with us, Gun Owners of America, formerly. He's now retired. We'll be discussing all things liberty. And so we got that killer broadcast coming up right now. Tomorrow, incredible broadcast as well. Dr. Scott Bradley will be with us once again. I know it's been a couple of weeks off because I've been out of town, but man, we're back and firing on all cylinders. I'll tell you that right now. Saturday, Chris Carlson, and we're going to be talking about 2,000 Mules, the incredible movie that I watched yesterday, and boy, is it hard-hitting. Boy, is it shocking. Boy, is it the smoking gun. I'm going to tell you what right now. The Democrats, the mainstream press, even some of the conservative liberals like Fox and, what's that other goofball news service? Fox and, Newsmax, yeah. Those guys seem to not be willing to tell the tale and speak out, but Mike Lindell and others are. Over at frankspeech.com, Brandon House and others are doing a really good job over there. So anyway, all I'm telling you is a bunch of stuff's going on. So that's the lineup for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Then, of course, Monday, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And then, of course, Dr. Scott Bradley will be in the house with me again. So I'm telling you, we got some Barner Burner broadcast coming up. There's a lot of events coming up this summer that we're going to be highlighting guests and speakers and all kind of things related to as well. So, man, have we got a bunch of stuff happening. We're going to Freedom Fest. Did you hear that? Yeah, man, we got that cooking. That'll be July 13th through the 16th, I think it is. We're going to be down there in Vegas telling the tale of liberty, speaking out boldly as we always do, broadcasting live as our trademark suggests we will always do everywhere we go to the best of our ability, traveling, speaking, promoting, talking, testifying, all the things that make America great. God, family, and country taking center stage. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Loving Liberty Radio Networks, lovingliberty.net, their website. Check out their incredible live 24/7 radio stream and the incredible lineup there. Look at the schedule, but also check out their incredible podcasts. We're adding more and more and more partner friends, if you will, allies podcasts. It's incredible. So that's going on. If you go to lovingliberty.net, you also find the ladies, Loving Ladies curriculum. Incredible stuff there to help you homeschool around your kitchen table and educate your kids to the sacred cause and the important quest of liberty, the pursuit of liberty, the rejection of tyranny. That's all available at lovingliberty.net. You can also download the iPhone and the Android phone apps and listen to live on-demand radio. Live and on-demand, both available. You can listen live, or you can just say, hey, I want to hear one of the shows. I missed it. I'm busy. We get it. That's why it's available on demand. Click and listen at your finger or to your heart's content. All content at your fingertips, free with the Loving Liberty iPhone and Android apps. Check them out. Download them. Get involved. Share the love with your friends, would you please? All right, now, recap of yesterday's show. Man, we were on fire yesterday, too, I might add. Sam visits Florida's oldest plantation. It's at Fort George Island State Park. And if you're looking to understand a bit of Florida history that's not in your history books in government school, Kingsley Plantation in Fort George Island is the place to go. Built in 1798 using slave labor, it was during the Spanish occupation that it gets its start. Well, anyway, the bottom line is the man owned slaves. That's right. He was a white guy. But he married a black woman. And the black woman was the mistress of the plantation. And he was gone on business a lot. She ran the business. So under the black woman's capable hands, they say, the plantation prospered. Were you told that bit of history when it comes to slavery and everything else? Yeah. We also talked about, are you familiar with the taxes in the American colonies? The single home tax. I'm gonna hold that story. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more with our buddies on the Honest Money Update, because that's a riveting discussion about taxes that I think is worthy of having. So I'll put that there. Got it. Good. We also talked about the Washington, D.C. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Temple open house 2022. It's open daily, excluding Sundays, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. April 28th to June 9th. Tickets are running out. Get involved. Reserve your spot now to preserve your chance to come inside and check it out. DCTemple.org to get tickets to learn more. DCTemple.org. Check it out. Sam also visits the U.S. National Archives building in D.C. My thoughts on that. We aired those. We also talked about the incredible movie The National Treasure, or National Treasure. It's a 2004 movie about the stealing of the Declaration of Independence. The plot summary from IMDb, Riley and Ben attempt to convince Abigail that someone is trying to steal the Declaration of Independence because of an invisible treasure map on the back, something that they tried to convince the FBI and the Justice Department. They failed at that, and Abigail didn't believe either, but eventually she comes along. If you haven't seen the movie, you ought to check it out. It's been around for a while, but it's sure fun to see, right? That was all in Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Hour 2. We had our guest on, Mr. Tom Jones, a well-known extreme athlete in the ultra-endurance world, doing a phenomenal job. And Tom Jones talks about why he's running 76 marathons in 76 days. You want to learn more and follow his running? UnitedWePledge.org/V2V. That stands for Village to Village. V, the number 2V. And we talked about that Tom Jones is called Quit Proof. His hashtag, QuitProof1, Tom Jones, he's got 23 marathons down, 55 to go. He's running 24 today. The Run for Freedom is on. UnitedWePledge/V2V. Check it out. We're also going to try to go and see if we can't see Tom, maybe in Phoenix or somewhere along the, I don't dare call it a campaign trail, along the Liberty Run Trail. I'll call it that. How's that? We also talked to our guest, Brian Murtha. And Ryan. Ryan's a filmmaker with Tom Jones, and he's chronicling the whole, 76 marathon run. But he's also going to parlay that information into interviews that he's done with Tom and a lot of historical sound bites and footage and everything else of Tom's incredible athletic career, highlighting the real story of the Quit Proof moniker that Tom has developed. The guy just won't quit. Anyway, it's incredible. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Support the V2V run, ladies and gentlemen. Be a volunteer and donate to United We Pledge now. I don't get a penny if you do that. It's just a great thing to do. We're trying to give you causes and efforts and things. Whatever sparks your interest, whatever moves you, whatever touches your heart, jump in, whether it's donating to lovingliberty.net, libertyroundtable.com, whether it's, CSPOA.org, whether it's Tom Jones's run, whether it's the American Village, whether it's, all these things, just wonderful stuff everywhere. Where you, it's a target-rich environment. Let me say it that way. You can get involved in so many ways. You can do so many wonderful things, folks. You really can. All right, we also talked about yesterday, why does my cheeseburger cost so much? Most ingredients touched by inflation, writes KSL News Radio. And I'm going to save that discussion because I think that's worthy of discussing with our buddies regarding the Honest Money Report, too. How's that? We also talked about as the nation sets the national gas price record, Utahns are pondering their summer plans going, man, I might need to change my plans. I can't afford the gas. They're also threatening now that diesel fuel is going to be rationed on the East Coast this summer. I pray it's not reality, but I predict it may be. What is that going to mean to you? There's going to be little shortages on stuff like food, maybe. Pray it doesn't happen. Get a little bit of food stored up in case it does happen so y'all can be a little bit insulated from the punishing inflationary reality of dishonest money, right? All right, according to AAA, by the way, Utahns are paying an average of $4.49 per gallon of regular gasoline. $4.37 is what the national average is right now. It's out of control, folks. Absolutely out of control. We also talked about the fact that families are struggling with rent or mortgage payments with the current housing market and gas prices, inflation everywhere, the cost of a cheeseburger symbolizing food, making it worse. You know, food, fuel, shelter, and clothing are the four essentials, folks. You got to have food, right? That means water, too, of course, right? Okay, you got to have shelter. You got to have a place to get out of the elements, right? Or you're just going to get sick and eventually die. So food and shelter, you got to have fuel, which means you got to have that to cook. You got to have that to stay warm, right? Or in some cases, stay cool, depending on, right? So that's food, fuel, shelter. And then you got to have clothing. You got to do something to not just run around naked. Clothing helps you, prevent bug bites and prevent illness and prevent injury and all kinds. I'm just saying. So those are the four things that you really need. All of those being affected by inflation big time right now. When we come back, man, we're going to talk to Brian Rust and Kelly Finnegan all about this stuff. We're going to do it. It's going to be hard hitting. And of course, if you want to be part of it, you can simply dial 866-986-NEWS. That's 866-986-6397. If you want to chime into the broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, buddy, live and hard hitting always on your radio. Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, RustCreditGift.com. Over the past 50 years, Brian Rust and his family have been taking care of business and helping you take possession of an understanding of the value of precious metal, honest money. I call him Dr. Honest Money. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Glad to be with you.
You're very welcome, sir. There's so much to discuss, so little time to discuss it. Let's just start with the Honest Money Report, I guess, shall we?
Well, let's just talk about the paper money report, because right now we're sitting, gold sitting at 1847.50.
All right, 1-8.
4-7.
4750.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm kind of slow. I write down an update. 1847.50, ladies and gentlemen. Silver?
2106.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's down big time, both of them, right?
Both of them are down $55 from last week on gold, a couple dollars down on silver. Yeah.
All right. I'm concerned about that because it just means they're suppressing. You know, the economy's worse. Stocks are down. The dollar's in trouble. People are concerned about out of control inflation, up 8%+. That's their numbers, but I believe it's even higher than that. People are feeling the pinch everywhere. For gold and silver not to rise in relation to this suggests absolute plunge protection team, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, we're, you know, you see, you know, and that's how this works, you know, kind of a weeding out process, simply to force people out of this market, say, well, what, but where, you know, they push this agenda, you know, they still make their money based on useless paper. And yeah, it's ridiculous. But where, you know, in today's marketplace, where do you put your money? I mean, if people are scrambling, where would you put it? I'm not putting it in the stock market right now. I mean, that's been falling, but that's there again, a manipulated market. Yeah, physical. I keep, you know, saying physical is a good place to have it. I mean, maybe, you know, land or other assets there, food, and, you know, there's a number of things I guess we're trying to prepare for. But the numbers right now, yes, say, you know, and they can say what they want, but like they do anyway on all sides of the platforms out there. But we're seeing the effects of, I mean, if you're watching anything out there, you just look at like everything you're saying, fuel and costs and baby formula and any everything else. So, yeah.
All right. I want to talk about Bitcoin in relation to this a little bit, too, because this is interesting. Everybody believed Bitcoin was going to be your savior, ladies and gentlemen. I always warned you don't dip your toe in the crypto because I believe that it's all fiat money and it doesn't really deliver as you hope. But there's a headline I want to bounce off Brian that absolutely relates. Here it is, Brian. You ready?
Yeah.
Since the start of this year, Bitcoin price movement has closely mirrored that of the NASDAQ. They say a benchmark that's heavily weighted towards technology stocks. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And they say, according to an analysis by the data firm Marking Research, or Arcane Research, I guess, they say that means as Bitcoin's price dropped more than 25% over the last month alone, to under $30,000 on Wednesday, it's also less than half its November peak. The plunge came in lockstep with the plunge in tech stocks. Now they're treating it as just another commodity. Brian, your response?
Well, you know, basically there again, that marketplace out there on with stocks and Bitcoin and metals and everything on that kind of agenda. It's very interesting. I think when the rise we were seeing, or the push that was being, you know, set up, is the fact of, okay, well, what's happening really with Bitcoin? Are there countries that are trying to create this as a stabilization for their monetary? I mean, is that, you know, where they're trying to create that? I think we even talked about the fact of, okay, well, the U.S. was trying to get their foot in the door as far as creating a place, you know, where they had a control of perhaps some of that market. And yeah, we're seeing, you know, the downsides of this and kind of that's it's there again. It's this, I mean, there is manipulation that goes on with all this stuff. So, I mean, if, you know, we think of, okay, well, Bitcoin's the savior of everything, it's going to happen. You know, maybe electronic currency is where they're trying to push everybody. But yeah, it's interesting to see that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting indeed. Let's bring Kelly on. Kelly Finnegan, welcome back, sir.
Sorry about the technical difficulties.
No problem, sir. I want to bring this headline to your attention. Check this out. We're talking about the Honest Money Report. Brian says gold and silver are both down. I believe the plunge protection team is heavily at work, or that wouldn't be happening in this era of panic while inflation goes out of control and stocks are down. But then I brought up this headline about, since the start of this year, ladies and gentlemen, Bitcoin's price movement has closely mirrored that of the NASDAQ, a benchmark that's heavily weighted towards technology stocks. That means as the Bitcoin price dropped more than 25% in the last month alone, and it's under $30,000 now, it's less than half of its November peak, ladies and gentlemen. The plunge came in near lockstep with the broader collapse of tech stocks as investors grapple with higher interest rates and the war in Ukraine. Kelly.
Well, everything's down, but gold isn't down as much as everything else. I was watching Bitcoin last night, and it was below $27,000. And people that are just saying, oh, it's going to 900,000. And it's like, no, it's not. It's a lot closer to zero than it is 900,000. But inflation's hitting everything, and there's just panic. Everyone's selling everything. And even though gold and silver have gone down a little bit, they haven't gone down anywhere near what all the other commodities and stocks have been.
What do you say to that, Brian?
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, like I said before, where are you going to put your money? I mean, right now people are pulling out of stocks. They're, you know, the, you know, Bitcoin's dropping and, you know, these financial things. You know, I think people are worried. I mean, you know, I talked, someone said their 401k or, you know, that they had really took a hit here this last week or so on. So, I mean, people are real nervous about the, you know, losing what savings they might have, and especially with the price of everything else increasing, there's a real panic mode per se out there. I read one thing that said, well, the dollar kind of showed some strength. Well, wow, really? The dollar showed strength? Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, the dollar's toast. So, but I guess we could continue to print some more of that. Maybe that would help if we printed more of that.
Almost got me, Kelly.
Well, like they say, that the dollar is the cleanest dirty shirt in the hamper. You know, it's the right. Best of all the worst.
Oh, there you go, man. Wow. Now, they say this Bitcoin plunge came in mere lockstep with a broader collapse of tech stocks. And they say as investors grappled with higher interest rates and the war in the Ukraine. Now, here's the interesting thing. They say the growing correlation help explains why those who bought the cryptocurrency last year, hoping it would grow more valuable, have seen their investment crater. And while Bitcoin has always been volatile, think about that reality check. It's always been volatile since its beginnings. That's a huge trademark of a crypto slash fiat currency. They say its increasing resemblance to risky tech stocks starkly shows that its promise as a, quote, transformative asset remains unfulfilled. Kelly, then Brian.
Well, Bitcoin doesn't get used as it was intentionally set up to be as a currency. Now people just think, you know, you buy it and they say you hodl it because someone misspelled hold. And you just hold it and you're just going to get rich. And everybody's got this casino mentality that we're all going to get rich. And the reason Bitcoin's dropping with the NASDAQ is because the same people that are so technologically into things are into Bitcoin. And so they're lockstep.
And it's tech stocks in a lot of ways that really is the engine of Bitcoin. It's tech companies that run the Bitcoin world, from the mining of the, quote, currency to the, you know, transactions on the blockchain. It goes on and on and on. Kelly Finnegan, Brian Rust, and Sam Bushman continue the Honest Money Report in seconds. We got a lot to cover, too, on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate vote is possible today on emergency aid for Ukraine. The House approved a $40 billion package on Tuesday ahead of next week's deadline. President Biden says that's when money runs out to continue sending shipments to help Ukraine fight off Russia. And Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells MSNBC the United States is in this for the long haul.
We believe that the funds in this supplemental, not just from a military perspective, but humanitarian assistance, economic assistance, that'll get us probably largely through the rest of this year. A lot of it will depend, Willie, on the Ukrainians and their consumption rate.
In what sounds like a broken record, drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA updating the national average. It's up another penny to $4.41 a gallon, with California closing in on $6. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee said on Wednesday it's scheduling a May 25th hearing to look into the cause of the shortage and to explore efforts to increase production and access to safe formula. Max Gaynor has a baby that was born premature and requires special baby formula. He tells CBS This Morning finding formula can be a challenge.
And you turn the corner into the baby food and formula aisle, and it's just absolutely barren.
Biden administration officials are taking part in a virtual global COVID-19 summit today as the nation's death toll from the virus now tops 1 million. The meeting is part of an effort to get the world to step up commitments to fight the pandemic. It comes as the White House is facing its own difficulties getting Congress to spend more on pandemic preparedness. Political and private sector leaders are expected to take part in the summit, including Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So much to discuss, so little time, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Finnegan, Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com on your radio. You got a friend in the honest money business. And we are talking about honest money. Gold and silver down. Stock market's down. Everything's down except for inflation. It's up. Wow, since the start of this year, Bitcoin's melting down. 25% down this month alone. 50% below its peak in November. And it's all tied to these tech stocks. And Kelly, in my opinion, nailed it. Hey, the people that are involved in these, you know, interested in, you know, stocks, the guys that buy tech stocks are the guys that invest in Bitcoin, right? That's one aspect. The other aspect is the people that run Bitcoin and run these, quote, digital mining of currencies and run these blockchains. They're all tech people, too. And so the tech guys are all hanging out and creating their own demise, Brian.
No doubt about it. I think Kelly mentioned the fact of, you know, everybody just get rich quick type thing. We saw Bitcoin when it kind of first came out and so on, and those people that were buying it at 5 cents or 10 cents or whatever it was, and it rose to major highs and so on. And so they made extremely amount of money and so on. And I think people look at, you know, the kind of try to figure this out. Others that are kind of getting into this game thinking, okay, well, where's my chance? Maybe it's coming down. Maybe I can get into, you know, whatever it is. But that manipulation factor is still out there and also the effects that go with it. So it's, you know, we'll kind of see where that happens or where it's going. But it seems like everything seems to be, you know, the factors of a lot of things are really kind of coming into play. And so we're seeing, you know, metals are coming off a little bit. Physical still
fairly strong, and I think people are saying, okay, well, where am I going to put my money? Is it Bitcoin? Is it gold and silver, physical gold and silver? And, you know, do I keep it in the stock market? You know, people are a little bit nervous of where they're, you know, what basically to where they're going to invest their money to maybe.
Let me be a little timid in my recommendations, Brian, as I usually am. Ladies and gentlemen, go buy constitutional currency, gold and silver while it's down, and demand possession and do it now. Kelly? How's that for a timid recommendation?
But yeah, it's funny too. The guys that take Bitcoin, they have to hurry and convert it into dollars to pay all their bills.
Yeah, I don't want to lose my shirt before I can pay my bills there.
Exactly. Yeah, could you imagine losing? It'd be like living in Venezuela.
Wow.
That's right.
All right. Now, I want to tell you, even though the American people are suffering because of gas prices and rent and all these things, I talked about the four fundamental needs. You got a need for shelter. That cost us through the stratosphere. You got a need for food and water. That cost us through the stratosphere. You got a need for fuel and clothing. They're all on the rise, too. So Americans are taking an absolute beating. But I'll tell you who's doing well, and I want to get your response to this because it's, in my opinion, fairly typical. Here's the headline. In March, U.S. casinos raked in a record sum, an all-time history high. $5.3 billion was the high single-month total ever, according to the American, quote, Gaming Association. Kelly?
Well, I think there were a lot of people that had been gamblers that couldn't gamble for a long time because of the COVID restrictions. And so that pent-up demand just exploded. But I think people are thinking, hey, I got nothing to lose. I'm going to go, you know, out with a bang. Let's go buy lottery tickets or go to the casino.
Double down.
Go big or go home, Brian.
That's it. Get in there and double. I'm putting all my money on red. Spin that wheel, baby.
But you know what? It just shows the look when society melts down, when people feel no hope, when inflation's the reality, people turn to their vices, right? And that's really what we're seeing,
right? Yeah,
people are saying, hey, why does my cheeseburger cost so much, right? And the answer is most ingredients are touched by inflation, Kelly.
Well, yeah, and if I go to the casino, I get a free drink, you know, so, and maybe they'll comp me lunch or something. So, yeah, it's just everybody, the inflation just came out, it was 8.3, which you can about double it. So, it's not going down. You know, we're in a recession. So, they can deny it. I've never, ever heard a government say, oh, you know, I think there might be a recession coming. They're never going to tell you that things are going to get worse. They know they are. They won't tell you that.
I don't really know where to go to from here, but I know this. People are turning to vices more than ever. And you know what? The gaming industry, think about the fiat money of the Federal Reserve. And then think about the gaming industry. Aren't they really just two peas in a pod, Brian?
Yeah, they are. You know, I think, you know, one thing that you look at basically is you know, our financial system, our monetary system, you know, the dollar being the strength, you know, since World, you know, War II or whatever, we, you know, the dollar's been the tradable unit. And right now we're looking at, okay, well, what currency perhaps out there is going to, you know, jump up to the spot? Well, other countries starting to back their currency, I guess, by metal. And I think we as a people look at that. But, you know, your central banks, not only are they holding currency and so on, but they're also holding, you know, gold. And so why would they do that? Why would some of these, you know, why are the banks, you know, buying up metal? Well, in my opinion, I mean, if they have metal to protect, they say it's currency, but they continue to print currency, which devalues that currency. But gold, it's not like you can just go out there and make a bunch of gold. You know, or metal, you know, it is being mined and so on, but it, you know, in limited quantities per se on a world basis. I mean, for, you know, gold is an essential component here, right? So I think, you know, and they're
backing is kind of in that metal. And I think we as around the world say, well, how's our dollar doing in compared to the world right now? No one wants to trade in our dollar. And so, you know, and so there's issues there. And yeah, we're on the verge of kind of a collapse in our dollar, I think. And so in that sense, you know, the devaluation that's happened over history in other countries and that, we're headed for that devaluation. So that's my thought.
The problem with all this, Kelly, is it's impossible to project timing. You know, we're right on the fact that eventually this con game, the halt of the con game is going to happen. And but you know what? Whenever we try to predict it or put times to it, we always get shown or proven wrong because they can manipulate this till the cows come home. Your thoughts?
Well, that's true. They're able to, you know, keep kicking that can down the road until you run into the end of the alley. But, you know, and it's the two great motivators of humans is fear and greed. And right now we have both of those, you know, putting the squeeze on everybody. So everybody's looking for a way to you know, come out on top. And there's over 10,000 cryptocurrencies out there with new ones growing every day and other ones
right.
dying. And the whole thing now is pump and dump, you know, pump the price up and then dump it and leave some other poor sucker with, you know, holding the bag. And these guys that get in on that, there's actually people that there's websites to get on and do that. And these guys that think they're going to do the pumping and dumping, they're actually the victims. The guys have been pumping it up for 2 weeks before they even got a chance. And within 5 minutes, it's gone. And they're like, well, you just weren't fast enough. But, you know, it's, you know, the one that Matt Damon was pushing, now they're ready to take out bankruptcy. You know, fortune favors the brave.
Wow.
No, it doesn't. It eats the stupid.
It's hard to know how to respond to all that. But I will say this. Headline says stocks and bonds. Early rally fades and shares slide again. Stocks fell again on Wednesday, led by more drops in technology companies because inflation came in worse than feared. Bringing up your point about the two great motivators are fear and greed. Well, fear rears its ugly head right there. Now, the next headline I find interesting is this. Headline says CDC reveals truly staggering stat on drug overdoses. More than 107,000 Americans died last year due to OD. Yeah, they OD, just drug overdoses and stuff like that. And this kind of goes to what I'm pointing out is that, you know, people are just melting down, turning into their vices. They don't know what to do. People are committing suicide. People are dumping their currency. People are just, you know, trying to figure out a way to stay ahead of it all. They're not being very successful, Brian, and I submit it's because they won't turn to God.
Boy, amen on that. You know, I mean, the ripple effect of just things that are happening and have been happening. I mean, and it's like a put a Band-Aid over this, and then it moves over here. No, here's another Band-Aid. We need another Band-Aid. But it's a ripple effect of everything that this administration, you know, has just, you know, kind of thrown us under the bus. And we can talk about that here in just a minute. But yeah, I mean, you open the borders. Well, what's the ripple effect of opening the borders? Is it drugs and more drugs? Is it, you know, murders and higher crime? Anyway, there's a lot of ripple
and
effects.
Sex perversions, it all goes hand in hand, ladies and gentlemen. You turn towards God and disaster strikes. There are solutions on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like the Democrats are really gaining steam when it comes to taking control. You know, there's one thing to do with elections, and everybody says, oh, don't worry, 2022, the Republicans are coming back, and the Democrats are going to melt down. Maybe true, but in the meantime, Joe's gaining ground. All right, the headline says, with the confirmation of Alvaro Maguire, I don't know how to say the name, that's the new Democratic majority at the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. Now they have the numbers to push in an aggressive agenda. So now you've got the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, controlled by the Democrats. And these are appointments. And so until another appointment needs to be filled, the Democrats have free reign. And even if you get Republicans in power, it's going to be very tough, because what they do is they just literally become judge, jury, and executioner as they add their own regulations, literally without oversight, if you will. And so this is going to be disaster. They claim they're going to rein in big business, Brian.
Yeah, good luck. We'll see how let's see how that all handles out. Comes about.
Now, I don't know how to respond to that, but that is a huge change, Kelly. They're going to be unleashed.
Oh, yeah. They're going to try everything. The Senate just tried to pass a national law for abortion, and it went down. They lost because they're so worried about this Roe v. Wade and that everybody's going to lose their opportunity to, you know, kill a baby. It's like, no, you're not. It's every, they're just giving democracy back to the state. So yeah, there's going to be a pushback, and they know it, but they have to pretend like they're not afraid, but you know, the wave's coming, and yeah, it's always darkest before, you know, the morning. So there's hope.
Amen to that. Bill fails in Senate. That's good news. The Democrats tried to push it because they hope it'll help them in November. But it just shows that America is done with abortion, and the courts are going to be done with abortion, and Congress is done with abortion. It was a narrow victory because the Democrats have such great control right now. But I believe it was a real shot across the bow when it comes to what the people want. They know full well that, hey, they better stand right on this. Americans do not want abortion. Americans do not want the murder of their young. I know governments wanted that, and they pushed for that forever. But Americans, even the ones who thought they wanted that back in the late 60s, early 70s, now because of incredible increase in imaging and scientific understanding and everything else, the sea has changed on this thing. And so I believe that this is a reality. It's a mandate to jettison pro-death, Brian.
Right. So what will be the next ripple? Will the ripple effect be the fact of, okay, that the minority groups will peacefully protest by burning down some of these, you know, places or people that want it? Or, I mean, just all these things that are happening out there. How's the left going to handle this? You know, they're going to send people out to protest. We didn't agree. We're fighting this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is that one more step?
Well, they're surrounding the Supreme Court justices' houses right now in protest.
Yeah.
They're literally advocating for violence openly. It's against the law to do that. Nobody's being arrested. They need to be arrested immediately. We, the people, need to double down and back law enforcement and say, look, we've got to have arrests for this criminal activity stuff going on. I don't care if it's Democrats or Republicans.
And now they've said they're going to go picket around Pelosi's house because they don't like that she's not doing enough.
That's right.
I mean, it's just you can't win with these people. But look, not only are they taking greater control at the Federal Trade Commission, they're taking greater control at the Federal Reserve as well. I don't know if you heard this, but Phil N. Jefferson, he's a college administrator and an academic, quote, economist. He was confirmed to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. And the Senate approved this thing literally 91-7. Senate confirms Biden nominee. Now, he is the third of President Biden's nominees to secure a spot on the Fed's seven-person board. So we're in trouble now. They've literally put their people in positions of power, and we're going to feel, in my opinion, the abusive repercussions of this, Kelly, for quite some time, sir.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the Federal Reserve leads by putting their finger up in the wind and seeing which way the wind's blowing. So they look into the past. They don't look into the future. So, you got people there who've never even had a real job or had to pay anybody else. So, you know, they're all clueless, and they've been clueless for a long time. And they just can't figure out that when they do stuff, it just doesn't work, you know. Theoretically, this should work. And it's like, no, it never has and it never will. but people know how to get around it, you know. They can take the dollar to zero, and people will find a way to get around that. They always have through every civilization.
Yeah, you're right about that. I hope there's not greater repercussions. But when I see two big key positions filled by, Biden, quote, picks or whatever else, I don't think that spells good news. I think that just creates a greater fight. If the Congress gets more conservative with Republicans or whatever you want to say, and then you got these I don't know what you want to say, heads of boards and leaders in these different government entities, I think you'll just have a bigger battle on your hands. The Republicans tend to wring their hands. The Democrats tend to sue and fight, and, they're a lot more scrappy. And so time will tell, but I think we're just going to see whether it be abortion in the states polarizing, whether it be more appointees by Biden, but yet voters picking conservatives to some degree. I just think we're going to have more and more of a polarization effect in America, Brian.
Yeah, maybe a bigger fight and more contention. You know, that is what happens. They can create this contention against each other, and that's kind of the fight we look at. I mean, it's the people the news that's being put out there is all about contention and then they point the finger and then they, well, he did this and that, and it just becomes a, you know, instead of a peaceful. Resolution, it's a fight. We got to fight.
Maybe we ought to just turn C-SPAN into a Jerry Springer pay-per-view, and we ought to go to the casino and get a free drink and watch.
That's it.
What is that idea, Kelly?
Well, who's the conservative? Utah's Republican Mitt Romney or West Virginia's Joe Manchin, Democrat? You know, Joe Manchin's the one that's really the conservative there. You know,
right.
Sadly, you point out a truism, Kelly.
I know. And so, but he knows he's got to go back to West Virginia and face those people. He's said that several times, you know, and Kamala Harris got asked who's in charge, Joe Biden or Joe Manchin? And she did. She, oh, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
What's that?
Yeah.
Kelly?
Well, she was being interviewed by someone at Fox, and the guy just said to her, so who's really in charge, Joe Biden or Joe Manchin? And like, well, we can't hear, there's technical difficulties and stuff. Well, we got to go. She didn't want to answer. She goes, well, of course Joe Biden. And it's like, no, I think Joe Manchin's running the show.
All right. Well, I flew to Florida, as you guys know, and I went up the East Coast. And one of the things I did is I went to Charleston, South Carolina. And when I was there, I learned some very interesting things about the colonial days. They talked about the taxes in the colonial days. I just thought this would be a fun topic to end on, you guys. But the taxes of the American colonies were interesting. Did you know they had the single home tax, the frontage tax, and the windows tax? Yeah, depending on how many windows you had in your house, you'd be taxed more. Depending on how many windows were in the frontage, you could be taxed more. And the more frontage your home took, the greater your taxes would be. That's why they called it single homes, where they would build a home very narrow on the frontage, like one room wide, and then they would build their home very deep. It would go back quite far, because that way they'd have less frontage and less taxes. So even though we think things were great in the colonial days, and in our days they're just a meltdown, they had their own struggles too, is the point. And did you know about those kind of taxes, Brian?
I did not. That's very interesting. What did they want to keep the light out? Is that what they're saying? You can't.
I knew about the window tax. The window tax. The more windows you had, the more money you had, because you could afford windows. Windows were expensive.
That's right.
So obviously you had a lot of money. So that's
why we better get a piece of that there. Hey, how many windows do you have in the front of your house, Kelly?
Oh, I have more than they did. I would point that out to my daughter, like, see those bricks, they're different color, but that's where the window was. Can you see it? Oh yeah, you know. And they had blocking it. It was in England too, the window tax.
Yeah, now the single wide, what the deal was frontage. See, everybody wanted to put more of their house on the frontage, right? Especially if you had a store at the bottom and lived on the top and some of these kind of things, Brian. But if we have you a one room wide, then, you know, hey, you're not going to have near as much ability to make money, and so therefore you can not pay as much taxes there, Brian.
Well, there you go. Yeah, what is it they do in Alaska? They don't finish half their house. They leave it that way it's not taxed. It's not finished yet, so they don't have to tax. People, 20 years, they're still bare walls on the side of their house because they
there's a siding shortage, Brian.
That's it.
Well, in France, they used to, they still do, they tax cars based on their horsepower. So, you know, if it's a two-cylinder or four-cylinder,
really?
Six-cylinder, the tax went up. So, yeah, they'd always try to keep it under a certain, you know, displacement and things, because of the same deal. The bigger the engine, you had more money, we're going to tax you more. It's going to use more fuel, whatnot.
Wow. I've decided the ways to tax are like the ways to sin. They're endless, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, wow. I believe the only answer, ladies and gentlemen, in the sea of confusion that we face in modern America today, the only answer we have, the only road, is to turn to God, family, and country. If we do those things, if we look to God Almighty and keep his commandments, if we turn to our family and love one another, the fundamental unit of society is the family. The society will only be as strong as the families that make up that society. And when it comes to country, we have a supreme law of the land, full of checks and balances and brilliance by our founding fathers as they birthed a nation under the direction of God, looking to God instead of government for solutions. And I submit, if we do the same, we'll be in great shape. And if we don't, I'm predicting trouble, gentlemen. Kelly?
Yeah, exactly. Like it says in the scriptures, you know, if you know me, you won't fear. You know, if you know the truth, you won't fear. And my daughter thinks all the time, Dad, you're so negative. It's like, no, I'm just being prepared. The answers are right there. It's telling us right in the Bible what's going to be happening. So just get prepared for it.
Hey, Brian of Rust, Brian, rustquittandgift.com. You get the final word, sir.
Well, I think you're right on, Sam. I think if we're pushing God, this country was blessed. If we would hold on to God's, his commandments and live the way we're supposed to live and be kind and love one another. And we start taking that out of everything, and let's start killing babies and fighting amongst ourselves, and that, yeah, we're on a downhill spiral here, and we got to turn to God, no doubt about it. That's the only way we're going to survive.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much to talk about when it comes to the economy, and it can be very confusing, but I'm telling you this. The best advice I've ever received was from a food guy, a long-term shareable food guy. And he basically always taught me, get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, and pretty soon you have a lot of stuff. If you just consistently, steadily work on it a little bit at a time, broaden your portfolio with preparedness items, and when the tough times have come, you'll be grateful you did. For Kelly Finnegan, for Brian Rust, and for Sam Bushman, we declare that this nation shall endure. RustCoinAndGift.com. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.